This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections, along with single-phase assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and first phase of assembly elections in Odisha, will end this evening. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on Monday in 96 Lok Sabha constituencies spread across 9 states and a union territory. Voting will be held in 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in the UT of Jammu and Kashmir will be held in this phase. Andhra Pradesh with 25 parliamentary seats and Telangana with 17 seats will go to polls in a single phase in this phase. Simultaneously, legislative assembly elections for all 175 seats of Andhra Pradesh and 28 out of 147 seats of Odisha will also be held on Monday. Top leaders of several political parties are on a whirlwind tour of various constituencies doing back-to-back rallies and meetings to woo voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally at Phulbani in Kandamal district of Odisha this morning. He alleged that due to the weak mindset of the Congress, the people of Jammu and Kashmir had to struggle for decades. Mr. Modi also said that after the 26/11 attacks, Congress did not set up any inquiry on the attacks for fear of upsetting his vote bank. Mr. Modi said only the BJP can develop Odisha and protect the state's vibrant culture and heritage. He said the record support for the BJP clearly indicates that people of Odisha are tired of BJD's misgovernance and the disrespect towards the state's rich culture. The Prime Minister also held rallies at Balangir and Bargar in the state. Later, Mr. Modi is scheduled to hold an election rally at Chhatra in Jharkhand. BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed a public meeting at Vikarabad in Telangana today. He said this election is divided into two groups. On one side, there is NDA, which is moving forward under the leadership of Narendra Modi, while on the other side, the INDIA bloc does appeasement politics. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi addressed a rally in the tribal-dominated Nandurbar district of North Maharashtra. She said BJP is repeatedly attacking culture of tribal community and suppressing its voice. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Kadapa Lok Sabha constituency in Andhra Pradesh. BJP National President J.P. Nadda held a road show in Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Samastipur, Bihar today. He blamed central government for rising unemployment and inflation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that freedom of speech does not mean freedom to support separatism. Pointing towards the separatist incidents in Canada, he said it was witnessed that separatist and extremist forces, many of whom openly advocate violence, have been given political space in Canadian politics. Talking to a news agency yesterday, Dr. Jayashankar said there are people in positions of prominence today in Canadian politics who espouse that kind of separatism and extremism. Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong has praised the contribution of foreign talents to the country's progress. He said Singapore is one of the biggest pools of talented graduates from the Indian Institutes of Technology, IIT, and the Indian Institutes of Management, IIM. Prime Minister Lee was speaking to Singaporean news channel in a wide-ranging interview before stepping down as head of the government. In Squash World Championships, India's Ramit Tandon started his campaign on a winning note at Cairo in Egypt. World number 36 Tandon, who gained a direct entry into the tournament, registered a comfortable win over world number 57 Faraz Khan of the United States. India star javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra sealed a second place finish in the Doha Diamond League 2024. With an unusual slow start, Chopra's spear landed at 88.36 meters, just 2 centimeters short of event topper Yakub Vedliet's 88.38 meters. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Mumbai Indians at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. Kolkata Knight Riders essentially through to the playoffs, sitting atop the points table with 16 points after 8 wins and 3 losses. They will be high on confidence after registering 3 consecutive wins. And that is the end of this news bulletin.